Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and every week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. We are joined, after selling out the Three Olympia, is Usheen and Ross from Amble. Hello.
How are you, Louise?
How's it going, Louise?
We must mention that first, and then we'll get back to your first gig, the Three Olympia. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're just blown away, to be honest. Like, when you put on the Three Olympia on a poster, it's always like the dream as an Irish artist, and then to sell it out within 10 minutes, just kind of, it's a surreal feeling for us. So we can't wait. It's brilliant.
Did it sink in straight away, or did it take you a minute? Did you, like, is there a glitch?
I don't know if it sank in for me. It's crazy. Like, maybe for just everybody listening and stuff, Louise, I met Ross, the other man here in Amble, about November last year, or whenever it was, Ross. So, like, when we were just getting to know each other over the few months and years, and then now we're doing a gig in the Olympia. It's my full-time job as a musician in Amble. It's just, not to veer into the cliche, but it really is just amazing. It's been an incredible few months.
We will talk about those 10 months in a few minutes' time. But first, tell us about the first gig you guys ever went to yourselves.
My first gig, Louise, was Take That in Crow Park.
Nice.
And it's still hard topped. It was the circus tour, the four boys. There was no Robbie. But that was my first gig.
What a venue as well, Croke Park. Wow.
That blew my mind, coming up from Longford, like, taking a day off school nearly. Well, it was in the summer, but, like, it was just like, it was a very good gig to start me in the music world.
Was there anything about it that has kind of stuck with you in particular about it?
It's just been like, when I go to gigs, I always kind of like look at, maybe it's a bad thing, but like, when you're a musician yourself, you always kind of like look at sound and lights and things like that. And I haven't been to a show since that had a production like that. It was just crazy. Like, there's like 180 like gymnasts and stuff around the place. Like, it was it definitely was one for the memory.
Yeah, they pulled out all the stops with it.
Louise, Ross would do your head in at a gig.
Yeah.
Watching everything around him.
Look at the light up there. Look at the way your man's guitar is plugged in, and look at the mic stands.
But that's why it's useful to have someone like that around in a band.
we'd be lost without the man, trust me.
Usheen, what was yours?
Mine was actually Roger Waters, so people would know him as he was the singer in Pink Floyd's back in the day. But he did a solo gig in Dublin in the Aviva. And same as Ross, it was a day up off school, and absolutely just blew my mind at the time that 30 or 40,000 people would go to a gig and stuff. And the same crack, the light show and stuff. Coming from a little village in Sligo, I was shocked, to say the least, at that kind of thing back in the day. And in fairness, it probably was a dream even since then, that that songs and playing music and telling stories could get you that far. So that has definitely stuck with me no more than Take That for Ross.
Yeah, and that people can interact and really get involved in these things, like, it's almost like a community in its own right.
No, 100%. I think it's like that's even when you go to your first gig, it's like, you're nearly taking in more around you than the songs themselves. Like, I think that was a huge part of it. You're like, oh my God, there's just so many people in a field or whatever it was. And you just see, you really just see the power of music in real life, essentially. That definitely has stuck with me and still does every live gig I go to. Like,
at that point, had you both started music yourself?
Me, no. Like, I was playing music. Of course, like, I grew up kind of playing trad music all my life. Since I was old enough to walk, I was kind of handed a mandolin and told to play a tune. But I was never really, at that stage, I wasn't considering music as even an option of, like, well, people do this for a living, kind of. It was just a hobby.
Yeah, I was similar. Like, my ambition didn't see beyond the talent show in the school. You know, that was the kind of mindset at the time.
And then what changed?
College for me, anyway. For me, it was definitely them years in college in which you become independent. You leave your home in Longford and find your feet and start going to little gigs and, you know, in upstairs Whelan's, and just you get kind of engrossed in music in a real sense of, I can do this. And that was for me anyway. Them years in college up in Dublin was like, I was studying to be a teacher, a PE and maths teacher, and I was a teacher for 7 years. And but music then became, oh wait a minute, I really like it. During them years,
I'd have to say similar. It's like, I think it's nearly a bit of an inferiority complex until you go to a gig and you see someone do it. And maybe even if you chat to someone who was just on the stage and you realize they're the same as yourself, you need those experiences, I think, to jump out of the shell.
Yeah, it's like it's possible.
Yeah, like it exactly. Like, it just, once you meet someone, or yeah, you see somebody on the stage, or if you meet them afterwards and you're chatting, it's like, this is a thing I could actually do. Or you meet someone who's written a song and suddenly you think to write a song yourself where you might never have even thought to beforehand. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your own first gigs?
I remember mine, yeah, very clearly, actually. I was in a cover band, but we were like toying with the idea of originals, and it was Paddy's Day in like the local pub in Ballinamuck. And I remember like ringing around looking for microphones and stuff from people, and you know, we need a PA and this sort of stuff. And that was the first gig, and it was kind of my first time playing in front of a crowd that wasn't sitting down in a flat, essentially. So that was mine.
How did it feel?
It felt good. It felt like, well, like, I'm still at it, like, so I obviously got a bug. but no, it did. It felt good. It felt like, especially for me playing like trad music, it was a kind of a moment where I go, oh, wait a minute, I can play other types and styles of music on my instruments. And it just then led me down the original route of, oh, wait a minute, I can play this instrument whatever way I want. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as Oisin said, once you kind of, you talk to people and realise, oh, wait, I can do it. And then making that first step, then it's a part of you then. It's definitely a bug. I do call it that. Mm-hmm.
How about yourself, Oisin?
Yeah, I'd echo a lot of the things Ross said there. I think my first gig was in Galway, as I said. It was some sort of, I went to college in Galway, Louise, I did science, but it was some sort of talent show. Or like, I didn't even bring a guitar. It was all there. You land up and sing a song. And to be honest, it wasn't even that I was good. I probably was useless, but I remember being quite comfortable with it. And I just got a serious buzz off it. I seen a Cillian Murphy video during the week where he was on about the first time he was acting down in Cork, and that he didn't know if he was good or not, but he knew he was completely comfortable doing it. And I kind of remember having that feeling. So I don't even know what song I sang, but I remember thinking, geez, I would love to do this all the time, every day, you know. And so here we are. That's why I just feel so grateful that it's now happening, you know.
10 minutes selling out the Three Olympia. Unbelievable.
Yeah, some crack.
Did you think 10 months ago that would be the case?
I like, look, it's we did a gig in Longford in front of 30 people 10 months ago, 11 months ago. No mics or nothing. We were just singing the songs we had written. And look, in fairness, everyone was saying you're brilliant and you're mighty, but you don't think you'll sell out shows across the country then just because you're good. A lot of people are good.
Yeah.
So it just seems to be resonating with people so well. that it's hard to pinpoint, and it's just ride the wave.
You also put on other shows, so not only the Three Olympia, there is other shows that are planned for that tour, isn't there?
Yeah, so we've the Milk Market in Limerick, Leisureland Galway, I think that's where we're starting. The Cork Opera House as well, which is like another room where you just, all of them, like the Milk Market as well, like these crowds. And then we've the Telegraph building in Belfast as well, for now. Mm-hmm. Maybe more, hopefully. But like to be just putting them five venues on a poster is like a huge surreal moment for us. As Oisin said, like we're only together a year, and to have them and our name and our picture on the same poster is, and to have them selling as well is it, like you know we're just very grateful for where we are. Absolutely.
And this is even before you've started your sellout March tour, that's completely sold out as well.
Yeah, it blew us away as well. Like it's sold out like a few months now, and these are rooms as well, like Two Whelans and Roisin Dubh and Cypress Avenue, and they're all like, do you know, like they're just a route in Ireland. That them rooms that like just everyone, I suppose every one of my favorite musicians have played them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we put on that tour, like 6 or 7 months ago, we were just we couldn't get over the response, and we're embarking on it next Thursday, so we're heading for Mike the Pies in the Stowell, and we just can't wait to play to them people. To be honest, Louise, it's going to be great.
Are you already sorted? Have you got your plan and everything for it?
Yeah, we have a
Ross has the plan.
I have a plan. Plans in my head. I'll put it in WhatsApp on Wednesday. but I'm booking dinner for the stall today. That's what I'm doing.
Nice.
Oh my God.
You gotta eat. You gotta eat.
No, 100%. Everything will be planned, and but yeah, we can't wait. We've the hotels booked, and but it's the gigs. That's the gigs. Like that. That's the times that we really only really care about is what time we're on stage, and
yeah,
and the set list is made. So for now, anyway, it will be debated. But we can't wait.
So obviously, they're all sold out. There is a couple of other dates that obviously people can check out if they want to go on a road trip. But you also released Of Land and Sea, the EP.
Yeah, let Austin go into this. He wrote this one.
I think February 16th they came out. So that's maybe a week ago or 10 days. Yeah, just really excited about the new music, Louise. We were mad to get new music out. There's a lot of politics these days and when you release music and how you release it, which I probably didn't know about till recently. But we're just buzzing to have four new songs out there because, look, there's a lot of people waiting for them now. So it's really exciting. Of Land and Sea, I wrote a song about kind of we're all living in Dublin. And it was kind of that idea of returning to the West away from the kind of hustle and bustle of big city life, as they say. Not the first person to ever write a song about that, but look, it's resonating very well with people and stuff. And it's quite an uplifting song. So like Ross says, really excited to play that in these venues in Kerry, Limerick and Cork. And what I love about these shows as well is meeting people afterwards. And some people have stories about Lonely Island and Mary's Pub and Mariner Boy and different times in their life when they're playing the song. And it's such a buzz to meet these people and how the music is kind of impacting their life, do you know?
Yeah.
So then, yeah, that's the new four songs is Of Land and Sea. Tunta is a song Ross wrote. It's nearly like half a tune. Liberty is one Robbie wrote. And then Shallow River Run was nearly like a tune that I put the words to. So we're a band of three different fellas writing songs, and I think it creates a really interesting dynamic instead of one voice. I think it's maybe what's resonated with people is we've three different kind of voices coming together here, and it just seems to be going well.
Yeah, the collaboration seems to be working.
That's it. Like as I say, that's how we met. Is that I met Robbie, and he had written songs, and I had written songs, and we were putting together. And then Ross, the magic man on the mandolin, came in and he had his songs too. And it just seems to be a nice little trio. I don't know if you have anything to add on that, Ross.
Well, we were friends as well. We get on well with each other too.
Which helps. That always helps. Yeah. Because you're going to be spending a lot of time together.
Yeah.
But like when I met Ross, Ross kind of always builds himself as the musician, which he is. He's an incredible musician, but Ross wrote Lonely Island, and like that's not that it's all about the streams or anything, but it is our most popular song, and it's an incredible song. So it's just we're just lucky to be riding this wave of the songs are coming easy for us at the moment. It mightn't always be that way, so it's just I'm just, you can probably hear in my voice, Louise, I'm just incredibly excited about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's unbelievable. Congratulations, guys. So people need to go and check out the new EP of Land and Sea. Where's the best place people keep up to date with everything you're doing?
I suppose you'd have to say Instagram, would you, Ross, Instagram these days. But we are on all the socials, as they say. So you can find us on any one of them. But most things are through Instagram, which is Amble Official. I should have said that. That's the Instagram name.
Oisin and Ross, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Louise, thanks.
Thank you, Louise. Thanks very much.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.